This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Community Radio Love Fest. In Finland, the Prime Minister is a young woman. She kicked up a hornet's nest and is reputedly happy, happy country by dancing with her friends at a club one night recently. We're a long way from the tut-tutting, eyebrow-raising folks over there to know the details, but she passed a drug test after the scold. What the heck? People need to have the space to celebrate, right? We know the answer is yes. The other night, more than 100 people gathered at the Ron Robinson Auditorium at the Central Arkansas Library System's main headquarters in Little Rock to celebrate the 38th anniversary of 100,000-watt KBF Community Radio being on the air in Central Arkansas since 1984, and the long-serving radio career of program director, 85-year-old John Kane. It was all smiles and no scolding, a virtual love feast where people from all walks of life seized the opportunity to say thanks to KBF for being a voice of the people and to John for being the longtime steward of this popular megaphone and mentor to so many. There was a panel that included jazz veteran Robert Griff Griffin, who shared the experience he and John had had transitioning from commercial radio to non-commercial community radio. Tony Orr, chair of the KBF board, told about the tribulations and love that comes from sharing space in real life, as well as on the air with John. Michael Hiblin, the local NPR station's news director, told about starting his career at 16 years old when he got a 1 a.m. slot for an hour midweek. And J.T. Tarpley, whose documentary on KBF 88.3, The Voice of the People, had opened the evening with several clips, told a bunch of great stories about being a 14-year-old hayseed with a buddy and driving to the highest point around Garden to listen to KBF and listen to the world they wanted to join. All that led to John offering some remarks on his career and his excitement at finding a place at KBF where he could be himself, play jazz and anything else he liked, and make a place for social and racial justice in radio. All of that was great, but the real celebration came from the audience as one person after another told their KBF and John stories. Joe Fox, who'd been the spark plug for much of Acorn's initial work in radio from Tampa to Little Rock, grabbed the floor even before the Q&A to make sure people knew the whole story of push-shove and finally negotiations that led KBF to 88.3 FM and 100,000 watts in a tug-of-war with UALR that was resolved by Hendricks College in Conway, declining interest. Later, when the microphone was passed around, the stories were a combination of testimonial and historical hilarity. A woman asked John where the stuff from Jamaica was that he'd promised her decades ago. Another woman stepped up and listed the Saturday morning lineup and how great it was. One of the gospel DJs told a story about a woman coming in and demanding that KBF immediately play her song, and John throwing the CD across the room and finally pulling a switchblade to usher her out of the studio. Ah, as Tony and I often say, there's nothing like community radio. Hosts met fans. Hosts met other hosts so that they could exchange tips and offer props. Luckily, the doors opened an hour early so people could mingle. Hundreds of selfies were snapped. Put a microphone in front of radio hosts, and the celebration could have gone on for hours and hours. Being there was a slice of heaven. Like the song says, celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.